He invented imaginary dialogues between the unfortunate inventor, say, of the wheel, and his particular friend, some eminent cold-water pourer. For, as he said, every man has some such friend, who fascinates him by fear, and to whom he confides his enterprises in order to hear the worst that can be said of them. The sayings of the chilling friend probably, as he observed, ran thus. We seem to have gone on very well for thousands of years without this rolling thing. Your father carried burdens on his back. The king is content to be borne on men's shoulders. The high priest is not too proud to do the same. Indeed, I question whether it is not irreligious to attempt to shift from men's shoulders their natural burdens. Then, as to its succeeding, for my part I see no chance of that. How can it go uphill? How often you have failed before in other fanciful things of the same nature. Besides, you are losing your time, and the yams about your hut are only half planted. You will be a beggar, and it is my duty as a friend to tell you so plainly. There was Nang Chung. What became of him?